Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington, this Tuesday, March the 7th, 2023. I am Tungamile Nkomo. Tonight, we are continuing our discussion around voter mobilization and registration. Ahead of general elections, with a High Court judge in Harare today refusing to force the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, or ZEC, to release the electronic voters' roll, saying that would pose a security threat to the register. The electoral body had been taken to court by Alan Markham, an opposition Citizens Coalition for Change member of parliament for Harare North, seeking an order compelling ZEC to release the electronic voters' roll. But High Court Judge Justice Neva Katio refused to oblige, ruling that, quote, in this age of social media, the voters' roll can be tampered with, especially the electronic version. Markham's lawyer, Danford Halimani, spoke with our reporter, Frank Chikore, after the ruling.
Saka yatianzwa nyaya ndobva yapa mutongo wayo ipapo ipapo ichitaura iyo kuti zeki haina kuita zviri sekwemutemo kuramba kubudisa voters roll koti yatiyo nekuda kwekuti pane masecurity concerns zeki ine kodzero yekuti itore nguva kuti igadzire voters roll rakadzivirirwa kuitira kuti risaipindirwa nevamwe vanhu vanongangoda kupindira vachikanganisa voters roll.
Saka tingati isusu matanhu api amuchatora takatarisa kuti sarudzo dzava pazvo dziri kutarisirwa kutwa munana chikunguru kana muna nyamakokogore rino
isu semagweta tinotora mainstructions kubva kumaclient saka tichatotaura neclient tichatokuonera izvo tichibva pano totaura naye tonzwa kuti iye anofungei nazvo then toita take it up from there. Isu edu semagweta tine maopinions edu hatiwirirani neoutcome nedecision yecourt but isusu hatisisi varidzi venyaya tiri malawyers anomirira varidzi venyaya so isusu tozoacta nezvinenge zvichida maclients edu.
Lawyer Danford Halimani for Harare North, a Triple C Member of Parliament, Alan Markham. Elsewhere, youths from the two main political parties, the ZANU-PF and Triple C, are at the forefront of mobilizing voters ahead of the polls. They are pushing last-minute voter registrants after the announcement by the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission that it will launch a voter registration blitz from March 12 through 21. Lee Chonanjani Sapolwe Zimbabwe siyahlangana kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo olwe The Connection. Namhlanje sixoxa ngemizamo eyenziwa ngabatsha bamabandla ezombusazwe eyokukhuthaza uzulu ukuthi abhalisele ukuvota ngobunengi kukhetho oluzayo. IZimbabwe Electoral Commission ithi izasungula uhlelo lokuphuma ijumo isiya ezabelweni ukuyabhalisa labo abalokhu bengakabhalisi abafuna ukuvota kukhetho oluzayo. Lolu hlelo luzaqala mhlaka 12 kulinyanga luye phela mhlaka 21. Kolunye udaba, inkantolo ye-High Court yalile namuhla ukubamba iZEC ngamandla ukuthi ivezele uzulu ugwalo lwabavoti olwe-voters roll olutholakala ebulenjini olwaziwa ngokuthi electronic version. Udaba lolu belukhwezwe ngumeli we-Harare North edalele parliamente olilunga le-Triple C, umnumzana Alan Markham. kodwa umahluli ulahlelo ludaba esithi iZack ingaluveza lolugwalo lulakho ukubanjwa ngendlela engayisiyo izigilamkhuba. Kwaziwa ivatererive Studio 7 na nasimuchirongkwache Live Talk The Connection. Tiri kutarisa matano are kuitwa nevechidiki vemapato anosanganisira ZANU PF ne CCC ekukuruzira veruzhinji kuti vavote neuwandu hwavo musarudzo dzinouya. Vechidiki ava vari kumhanya mhanya nyika yese vachitsvagira mapato avo rutsigiro apo Zimbabwe Electoral Commission yazivisawo kuti ichatanga chirongwa chekutumira vashandi vayo kunzvimbo dzakasiyana-siyana kunonyoresa vanhu vasati vanyoresa pasi pechirongwa chevoter registration blitz, icho chichatanga musi wa12 mwedzi uno chichipera musi wa21 mwedzi uno zvakare. Mune imwewo nyaya, dare reHigh Court nhasi rarasa chikumbiro chemumiriri weHarare North mudare reparamende uye vari nhengo yeCCC vaAlan Makam chekuti Zack iburitse electronic voters roll. Mutongi wedare ati voters roll iyi ikaburitswa inogona kubatwa nenzira isina kukodzera nevamwe, izvo zvinozokanganisa kuvimbika kwayo. And now to talk about voter mobilization by youth from political parties, we are joined by opposition CCC youth spokesperson Stephen Sarkozy-Chuma and ZANU-PF youth secretary for information, communication and technology, Mr. Munashe Mututsa. Good evening, gentlemen, and welcome to Live Talk. Let me start with Mr. Sarkozy. Mr. Sarkozy, we saw, as said already, we saw your Member of Parliament for Harare North, Mr. Makam, losing a case in the High Court today, in which he was seeking an order compelling Zack to release the voters' roll, the electronic voters' roll. What's your take on that ruling?
Thank you, Nicholas Magabiri Atirian. What the High Court has done today, yes, we respect the court, but it has been clear since the text of state power through the legal code in 2014 that not only the executive power has been usurped by the military, but we've also seen the usurping of powers in the other two arms of government, that is the judiciary and the parliament. This has not been new. We are seeing the breaching of the constitution really by Emmerson Mnangagwa led military regime. We have seen what they did, the concern that was written by the people in 2017. We have seen that the Chief Justice, which is the beginning, the alpha of our program, of our problems, where even beyond the government, the Chief Justice Malala was retained. And this is the result that we are now seeing. Malala was retained so that he can serve the interests of Mnangagwa. We know that is read by law, at law. It's supposed to be transparent. There's nothing wrong when people say, how can we see those that are supposed to vote for the public office of this country? So we don't know the logic behind the judge's ruling, but we respect the court. But that does not mean to say we must respect that those courts are now not independent. We know that sometimes the flag is muscles to capture the court. This is a clear indication from what you have been saying to say Malala is there as the chief justice to serve at the whims of Emmerson Mnangagwa. And we know that all those judges and look at it. They don't make rulings on their own. The rulings they come from the world. It has been very clear. So what is happening even to our neighbors, Honorable Job Scala from the weather. Where a simple case that he could have been done is bail up now is in prison. So this is not something new. We know that the judiciary operates at the wheels of Zambia.
Thank you, Mr. Chuma. And now coming to you, Mr. Mututsa. Munashe Mututsa is the ZANU-PF Youth Secretary for Information, Communication and Technology. Mr. Mututsa, the High Court refused today to compel the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission to release the electronic voters' roll. Clearly, the release of the voters' roll should be in the interest of everyone, including ZANU-PF. Not so, Mr. Mututsa.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for having me. I agree with you that it is in the best interest of each and every of the voters provided by our country's laws. That's our laws that guarantee that every player, every citizen in Zimbabwe, particularly, has every right to have access to a voter's roll, especially now that we are in an election year. The only difference is that people are forgetting. They are reading the outcome of the judgment, forgetting the other parts and the reason of that the judge Katia raised around the application to release the voter roll. The judge raised security concerns, saying that the judge's mandate is to safeguard the voter's roll, especially the electronic one, because it can be tampered with. We know this because it has always been the case. In any case, the Electoral Act says that the VEC is mandated to release an electronic copy or a physical hard copy. And in that regard, we know that with the judge, when he was raising issues, he said that especially the electronic one is a problem because we have seen evidence that people can tamper with the voter's roll. We did it when we are having a fact. The voter's roll contains people's information, it contains people's photos, it contains their phone number, their addresses. And we cannot trust, I think, in the instances of what is happening. I think in the views of South and maybe Zek, who have been, defending this position, they cannot trust the people's information, which is private, by the way, just being put out there, and then it can be abused. And there are groups like fascism, doing all sorts of things, whatever it is that is released by Zek. And we know that everyone has every right to do what Pachedi is doing. But what our biggest problem in Zimbabwe is that no one knows who Pachedi is. It's a shadow group that is located, in my view, America. It is sponsored from America, and their agenda is not an agenda that is pro-Zimbabwe. To an extent that Zek in itself has to protect the integrity of that same voter roll by making sure that people's private information is not tampered with and is not used for other criminal or ulterior actions. So, not speaking on behalf of Zek, but speaking as a ZANU-PF, I think I understand where that Katia was coming from in the center of the CCC application in getting the voter roll. But we also know that in reality, the CCC as a political entity, they are really not much interested in voters' role. It is a shame that they have leaked anything around the voters' role, except for this publicity stunt that they have just come up with. We know that they have been under pressure from their social media influencers who have been making noise about this. But in reality, CCC knows, and they know within themselves that they are really not interested in the voters' role only because they just want to make headlines and make noise about what is occurring in our country.
Kodwa mnumzana Mututsa nguba ngumlomo khona apho la uyavuma ukuthi isisekelo sombuso sithi wonke umuntu ulelungelo lokuthola i-voters roll. Kodwa nxa inkantolo isivala lelo lungelo ngoba ithi kungaba lama security concerns, clearly ngeke kube into elungileyo leyo ngoba ungani sokuyikwephula isisekelo sombuso futhi.
Ukhuluma isingeniawuthendela ngesingebele into khona lapha ukuthi umuntu ngomu MP we CCC uhambe e-court esiyacela ukuthi i-voter roll liphume bayinike uJaji Kachiyo wanika izizathu zakhe ezokuthi engabanikile engabanike izizathu azinikileyo izizathu ze-security eyokuthi i-voters roll iyanikizwa abantu iy'namba zesithupha zabantu imfihlakalo zabantu abayesaba ukuthi bengayifaka iyi-soft copy ebantwini ingasetshenziswa ukwenza izinto ezingalunganga lokhu yimbono ekaJaji Kachiyo o-MP we-CCC ohambe enkantolo esiyacela ucelileyo ulilungelo njalo lokuhamba phezulu ukaJaji Kachiyo in a form of TV application or an appeal ehamba e-constitutional court with the Supreme Court ayikhothi ayishinye ukugcina entendeni ukhulumile imbono yakhe ujaji yikho phela labo ngenxa yokuthi selizweni lomthetho elingahleli i-social media ayakwazi labo amaloya angikhona ukuthi sokunje ujaji uyakunika i-judgment ongazishisiwe kule zinto kumele uzenze izinto ezihlanganisela uku-apila izinto ezihlanganisela uyaakhoti esuprea court ukwenzela ukuthi bekuncedise ngalokho ofuna ukuncediswa ngakho abayaliswanga kwenza lokho ujaji azange kubhane lokho.
Siyabonga aqhubeka ubambile khonapho ecingweni Mututsa. Ndizoke kwamuri vachuma ndofunga manzwa vamutusa vachitaura hanzi setriple c mune kodzero yekukwidza nyaya yekudare riri uko ri kumusoro kwehigh court muchipikisa mutongo wanhasi. Ndofunga muchada kupindura ipapo enzeni motitaura zvekare motaura vechidiki kunze uku kuti kwakakosha sei kuti vanonyoresa kana kuchivhura voter registration blitz ichatanga pa kupera pesvondo apa
maita basa chokwadi chiripo ndechekuti kachasa nyaya mutongo wanga uchitaurawo kuti kuwanikwa kwevoters roll kumazimbabwe zvinova zvara zvezimbabwe izvo zvanovhota hanzi national threat to security asi toziva chose kuti kana vanhu 6 million avachida kunovhota vachida kuti vanzwisise kuti mazita avo arimo here hama dzavo dzirimo here chinhu chingatova national security threat ipapo ndiyo zeki nokuti kuramba kwezeki ichiramba ichiviga zvinhu zvine national interest izvozvo ndo zvinokonzera kuti pave netred national security saka titoti zeki pairi papapa kana ichinyayanyaya dzako ande blitz achitanyaya dzetransparence iyo zeki as incident is now a security threat kunyika yezimbabwe saka tinokurudzira kuti dai vezeki vanga vanzwisisa kuti nyaya yemaelections haisinyaya yemunhu one nyaya yemaelections haisinyaya yemapato nyaya yemaelections inyaya yezvaro zvezimbabwe zvine national interest kuti vazive kuti kana vachinovhota mazita avo arimo here hama takashata kuti vanga vachida kuona gwaro iroro rekuti mazita avo arimo here then toenda panyaya yekuti vanhu vanokwanisa kuchallenja vanoti tripusi kumakot toziziva kuti kubva 2008 2013 tanga patingori nemaichise kuti zek haisi kukwanisa kuburisa pacho nenyaya dzevoters roll mapolitica parties anga aripo kubva kuna NDC nao zine tripc vatingoenda kumakoti zek ichiramba kuburisa nyaya yevoters roll so zviri pachena kuti zek is no longer suitable to hold my elections ari credible munyika muno zek is operating under the whims yekabau iri kuicontrola nekuti dei angaisaitwa zvido zvevanhu hationa chakashata kuti vanhu vazive kuti masava arimo here vanhu vazive kuti vanhu vanokovhota vangani
vachuma ndichadzoka ipapo panyaya yakakosha regai timbotora mafemo thank you gentlemen and please do stay with us as we take a short break.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those just joining us, this is Live Talk, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. Tonight, we are talking about voter mobilization and registration ahead of general elections this year. We are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. Ndizoke kwa muri vachuma mangama kuda kutsanangura vechidiki kuti kwakakosha sei kuti vanyorese kuvota uye kuvota musarudzo dzacho. Enderai nyumberi.
Nyaya tiri kutaura ndekuti vechidiki wose ndini makawanda tichakawanda muZimbabwe katarisa mamiriro akaita population yedu. Zvino hatigoni kuregza kunosarudza vatungamiriri vachadetemina kuti ndiani otarisa nyaya dzekuti vechidiki vaone mabasa. Vatungamiriri vachadetemina kuti ndiani otarisa kuti maminerals edu awane kubhenefita vana venyika yeZimbabwe kuti machinese chete. Saka mukana wakapiwa ndiwouyu mukana wekupedzisira sezvamunoziva. Saka tine chirongwa cheRIP inonzi Register, Elect and Protect. Iyo chataifamba nyika yose tikurudza vanhu vanyorese kuvhota. Challenge yanga iripo ndeyekuti kumadistricts ose muZimbabwe zvavo dzeti dzinongova paprovhinzi vaigonangowana vano rutupo anenge akavhura. Zvino chirongwa ichi chauya pamuri kumaruwa, kumataundi, kumafarms, kumamaindi. Ngatitore mukana uno, this is a last voting call kune vedu vechidiki. Ndiwo mukana wekuti munosarudza vatungamiriri chaivo chaivo, vatungamiriri vasingaregi nyaya dzecorruption, vatungamiriri vasingasungi vaindi nekuti vataura nyaya dzekuti zvava zvamira zvakanaka munyika. Inguva yedu yechidiki, let's take this opportunity and make sure that we register to vote and make sure that we mobilize all of our relatives and friends to make sure that they register in their numbers. Nekuti vote yenyu inini ndo pane power yenyu. Let's register to vote.
Ngibuye kuwe Mnumzana Mututsa. Uhlelo lwe-voter registration blitz luyaqala njalo mhla ka-12 luyephela mhla ka-21. Kwabanye abasakhulayo abalokhe bengakabhalisi, ungathi kungani bemele bayebhalisa? Kuqakatheke ngani?
Alright, nyabonga. Ukubhalisa kuqakatheke kakhulu ekuthini abantu bekhethe abakhokheli ababafunayo. Into eyisiqokoqela and into okumele siyinanzelele kwele Zimbabwe yakhangele ama-figures esathole from last year by May 2022 abekutshela ukuthi the majority yabantu abarejistile ukuvota so far ngabantu abangabantu esingathi ngabasakhulayo. Kuqakathekile njalo ukuthi nakunjalo lathi as abasakhulayo sikhuthaze abanye ukuthi balobise ukuvota. Kuyasincedisa kakhulu ukwenzela ukuthi sibe part and parcel of the decision making ezayenza ukuthi abantu bakhethe amakhansila abafunayo, abantu bakhethe ama-MP abafunayo, abantu bakhethe upresident abamfunayo. So thina siyakhuthaza abantu abasakhulayo ukuthi hhayi leli thuba elikhona with the blitz that have come ezaqalisa mhlaka-12 to mhlaka-21 akube yiblitz ezabona abantwana, ezabona abasakhulayo abaningi behamba eveki besiyabhalisa ukuvota. Thanda njalo ukubonga iveki isiye yavula isivule leli thuba ekuthi abantu behluke ngoba okwakhathesi abantu besiyabhalisa endaweni ezithiyane ngobaiveki lingakayenzi decentralized blitz. But iblitz le siyabonga ukuthi sikhona. Siyasiza njalo ukuthi laba lama-first time voters amaningi. Thina njengebandla, of course, thina izinto esizenzayo asi-react to a year. We have always had a program ezanu-PF since 2018. Our message is young people or the youth in zanu-PF, even ukuthi young people should register to vote and be part and parcel of the decision making in the country. So thina ye iblitz ikhona, but ivele siyama-program a-ongoing that siyayenza as a political party. The only difference is that we do not exist on social media. or we don't exist to kind of handle social media about our program as I invite. There is still no excuse to the Evangel, in a bunch of the Evangel. So it's literally a Haiti, is a Nira Ituba.
Siyabonga mthusa mthusa kube kubambile khona apho ntathu umlaleli hallo mterere umlaleli siyakwamukela kuhlelo tinokugamshira hi
sanibonani sanibingelela ehlelweni
yeli njani baba
siyaphila njani
hayi siyaphila sikhuluma lobani
ukhuluma noGodfrey Ndimande
Yebo Ndimande, izwili ndaba, sokulungiselela ukhetho lapho uza vota yini?
Ayi, angizimiselanga ngempela ukuvota, nginezizathu ezimbalwa njengakuphela zona.
Indaba Ndimande, akuzitsho.
Isizathu sokuqala nje ukuthi kade kwasangivota.
Hmm.
Kodwa ke ivoti lami alisebenzi bengaze ngadiscover ukuthi eZimbabwe ivoti alisebenzi kusesekwenzelwa nje ukuthi kupheleliswe nje ukuthi abantu bavotile kodwa ke ivoti I can say ukuthi it's useless as in like it amalungelo abantu awahlonishwa noma ungavota kwenzakaleni ivoti lakho nje alisebenzi fana nje nomuntu ongavotanga
hey madoda indaba enkulu leyo Ndimande siyabonga ongena kuhlelo kahle sizo sopolitiki ukuthi bathini ngoba ivoti lakho liqhakathekile njengoba uStar osoze uvote kahle sizo bona bezombusaza ukuthi bathini vachuma pachidimbu manje wamterera ari kutaura panzi Inini andi voti nekuti we've been voting for a long time asisha ndokuhapana pachidimbo tipe mindro yenyu papo
mukoma mutaura moyo vane Zimbabwe mutaura moyo voti inoshanda nekuti voti dzakaona ikushanda mugore 1980 kunyange sinitanga akasunga zvimusei asi vane Zimbabwe vakabuda vakavhota ikaona Zimbabwe itsva Then 2008, kuyango mgabanga kwa takazviona voti yakashanda. Gore rino zvakare kunozva kuti voti ichashanda ngatirime pakuru tikarima pakuru zvongova makudetsa akaba sei asi tinokohwa cheke gore rino gore reshanduko tinokurudzira munhu wese kuti voti inoshanda
thank you Deva Chuma mnumzana Mutusa umzwilu umlaleli lapho uthi yena kudala evota kodwa kula lutho olutshintshayo ungathanda ukuthini kuye ngamafitshane
ngamafitshane ngithanda ukuthi ngithi umlaleli kubuhlungu kakhulu ukuza umuntu efitsha amazwi anjalo kuthanda ukukhuthaza abalaleli ukuthi hhayi lingabandekeli ibatshana bedezelanini akuvote abantu ingabona ingoguko isenzakala I think iproblem elomuntu ebelomlaleli yikuthi maybe umlaleli uhlala edorobheni uhlala nejikuharare kobulawayo kubogweru lapha abona khona ama-day-to-day issues akhe esehluleka ukusovwa namakhansila ari avotele amakhansila ayi-c c
mtutsa sorry isikhathi sisambile mtutsa but I would like to thank our guest ubaba Steven Sakhozi Chuma Uyuta, spokesperson Webandla Le Triple C, and also thanks to Munashe Mututsa, ZANU-PF Youth Secretary for Information and Technology. We are out of time, Zimbabwe, and I also would like to say thank you so very much to our viewers at home and listeners. And that brings us to the end of our show. Let's make another date tomorrow. I am Tungamilinkomo. Kunai Zimbabwe.